Oh, all right. Got my beer.
For usual.
We were.
What's new?
We were at the pool earlier, and they brought us a bucket of beer. And then afterwards, Ben was like, "You got to take the beer with you."
No.
So I took it
at the pool. Beer in the office. Beer in the room. Beer.
Don't judge me on my beer intake.
I just don't understand how you're so skinny and drink so much beer.
Can I talk to you about this?
Please.
Real quick.
Well, you're listening to
real quick, you ready
your
to
favorite
it?
Thing podcast.
On three. One, two. You do it, okay? One, two, three, go.
You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy.
Hi, we're in Las Vegas.
We're in Vegas right now. We're actually overlooking the Bellagio fountains.
We are, and the Eiffel Tower is outside the window.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And Wells and I are in bed.
We are in bed.
Recording this podcast.
Completely clothed.
It's very romantic.
Not very romantic.
I
watched What the Health. Have you watched
I can't
that?
Watch. We've discussed this. I can't watch that because I will never eat again.
I can't eat food now. I can't even do it because you know that, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry I'm not sorry. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not sorry. I love bologna.
Would you say that?
Okay, I love
gross.
It.
Would you say that bologna is one of your favorite things? Ding, 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 ding. We
yes.
don't have our bell.
We don't have our bell.
We need a portable bell. Wells is so dedicated to this podcast. It just really makes me feel special that he went out and bought this cute little portable mic recording situation that we're using right now. But we need a bell to take with us.
By the way, do you like my little portable
it's
thing?
It's adorable.
Isn't it? It's kind of fun.
So micro.
I'm really proud of it. It's kind of expensive, so I'm going to take that on the back end when we start making money.
I'm fine with it.
I watched
What the Health.
Oh, God. I don't even want to get into it right now. So,
what was the top thing you took away from it? Like, number one.
Like, one of the first things they say, because they're talking about, like, diabetes, heart health, obesity. Those are, like, the three topics that they're doing. So, they're talking about heart health first, and they're like, cigarettes, pretty bad.
Okay.
Alcohol, not that bad.
Uh-huh.
Red meat, pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't eat a lot of red
so
meat.
So I was like, alcohol, not that bad?
Not that bad? So that's your justification with drinking all day?
This Coors Light.
Okay. What about coffee? What do they say about coffee?
I don't know, but everything I've ever heard about coffee is it's not that bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is good for you.
I've heard that as well, but you know, you hear both things. You hear pros and cons, and I never know what to believe.
Do you drink coffee every day?
Every single day.
Have we done this? Have we already done, like, the coffee conversation?
Oh, I think we did our go-to, like, what's your ding-ding favorite coffee drink? We did do that. But, so I think it started when I was in a band, and we were traveling all the time, and the guy I was dating at the time was on the road with us in a different band, and he somehow convinced me to go from a chai latte at Starbucks to just, like, drip coffee with hazelnut added to it. And so I got addicted to this. And when we're on the road, I just like had it every day. And so now I'm a complete coffee addict to the point where if I didn't have it first thing in the morning, like first thing,
chai
I'm talking
tea.
First thing, coffee. Oh, this coffee. Is like fast forward to my real addiction. Then I just literally can't function. Like when I'm traveling, if I'm staying in an Airbnb, I get up, put in my contacts, get in an Uber and go get a coffee. Like I can't function. So a month ago, I had a friend that was selling this stuff called Axio, and it's basically 100 milligrams of natural caffeine that you put in a water bottle and drink it in the morning instead.
Yeah.
So for a month straight, I did not have any coffee, and I just drank this Axio, and I was okay. So now I drink the Axio in the morning, every morning, no coffee.
Does it make you crap your pants out?
It doesn't. No, I think coffee does.
Coffee, absolutely.
So I was a little bummed because I like that in the morning. I'm like, yes, I feel nice and light to start my day.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, you don't get the whole like good coffee poo in the morning by any means. Anyway, to wrap it up, I drink Axio in the morning and coffee in the afternoon.
Okay.
I love it so much.
So we're in Vegas right now. We're doing the iHeart Radio Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, we got to do – well, we didn't get to do it. We were doing a run-through for this CW, like, sideshow that we're doing.
Sideshow. I like it.
It's kind of what we are. Are we not a sideshow?
Yeah. We're, like, all of the, like, misfit rejects that aren't actually talented enough to be performing on stage. So they put us on the side stage and make us entertain people in between acts. It's what it is.
It's easy to like interview a bunch of idiots.
But they're like, here, have cute banter and like keep people entertained. We're like the monkeys on the side. I don't know.
they hit me up and they were like, we'd love for you to do it. And I was like, well, the only way I'm doing it is if Brandy does it with me.
I don't think it was quite that dramatic and clear cut.
I was like, I really would love it if Brandy.
You texted me and said something about it.
You were all about it.
And I did you say, like, would you do it with me? And I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, here we are. We're doing it.
It's going to be fun.
I really think it will.
We did the run through earlier today. And so I was at the pool earlier with Ben mm-hmm. Higgins, Peter mm-hmm. Krause, and Dean Unglert.
I didn't see Dean.
He was there. He just wasn't there. Okay. When he came.
Got it.
You strolled up with your mom. Who,
my
way,
mother.
Is my favorite person.
Ding, ding, ding. I think she's everyone's favorite person. Oh, like, God. She's definitely Ben's favorite person. That's the only person she talked to the entire time I was there.
Ben's such a God-fearing Christian.
Oh, my gosh. And my mom loves that.
Loves that.
She swoons for
so,
it.
So Ben comes up to me, and he's like, God, you know.
That chick.
Miss Cyrus.
No, tell him he can't call her that. She'll freak. Like,
you can't say that. You got to call her Mama Tish.
MT.
MT, yeah.
Or Mama Tish or Tis Tish.
Yeah. And he was like, God, I just love her so much. I was like, well.
Get in line.
I love you too, but like I need you to like step off. Like, this is like my thing. Like, your mom, as we were walking to go like do these rehearsals, your mom was like, God, Ben's such a great guy. And I was like, he's a Christian. He's a sweetheart. And your mom was just like.
Melting.
Swoon.
Uh-huh.
It was so great.
I know. I think you missed it, but I feel like I told you about my awkward introduction to Peter. Did you hear me?
No, what happened?
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
This is Peter Krause, who's supposed yes. to be a bachelor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hottie Peter, whatever.
Is that his name?
Hottie who's got Peter? Weird hands, right? We talked about this.
Yeah.
I forgot to look
I
at him today.
His hands are big.
Okay, but it's not big is not it. It's like feminine or not. Like I need to take a look tonight. So remind me to
okay
because I forgot today. I was so mortified by what I did. Okay, so I walk up to this pool and like I know everyone that's there. Even though I don't know Ben, I feel like I do because of this whole Miley thing. But Peter, like I don't know from Adam, right? So yeah. I'm like chatting with everybody and it's hugs da 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 da. And he's like sitting here and I'm like I'm gonna turn and introduce myself. And turn around and I think Amy was like, Brandy, have you met Peter? And I was like,
saying Amy does all the. Talent production for yeah. Ryan Seacrest.
And she's hanging with everybody at the yeah. pool. And she's like, Brandy, Peter. And so I turn around and I go, no, I haven't. Hi, I'm Peter. Wait. Yes, I did. And I was like, oh, no, wait, that's you.
You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast. I'm Brandy Cyrus.
Wells Adam slash I thought I was Peter earlier today. He laughed like immediately and I was mortified, but he thought it was funny. And I was like, just kidding. It's you. So I'm Brandy. Hey.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. I had never met him. Like, we've talked about him on the show before, and I didn't know what to make of him. Super nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Here's what I think I realized about that guy.
He didn't want to be the f***ing bachelor.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
I think a lot of people are very angry that like he's not the bachelor.
Well, that's because everyone just really wanted him to be. Like girls are angry because they just wanted to see Peter.
Except
on their
for you,
TV.
You wanted me to be the bachelor.
I did want you to be the bachelor because selfishly, I wanted a cameo.
I know. Listen, you're not done with the Bachelor world yet.
You don't think?
No.
Neither am I, by the way.
Can we co-bartend Paradise next year, please?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Do you really want to do it? Because I don't, think that you know.
What do you mean?
And I don't think like the world knows like how much work I really did.
Oh, sob story. Let's hear it. Well,
straight up like cleaning glasses, mm-hmm. cutting limes, mm-hmm. restocking the bar. It was real. Like there was like no other guy doing it.
Right, so next year you'll do all that, and I will make the drinks and chit-chat with everybody.
Can you bartend?
I can learn.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. I can actually make a few like really cool drinks.
I have something to announce.
Oh, gosh.
I like somebody.
I was going to say, don't tell me you got married last night.
I didn't get married. No,
because the two girls you were with were Ashley and Becca, and...
No, we were with Ashley and Becca.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
No one ended up married?
Can I put it on blast?
Of course.
So it's me. So last night, it was me, Ben, Peter, Dean, Becca.
P.S. I had major FOMO. I wanted to hang.
You weren't here yet.
I know. I was working.
I would have invited you.
Someone's got to work.
It was great. It was a fun night. And of course, you're always welcome wherever I am.
Thanks, Wells. So you guys are all out. Where were you? Like a nightclub?
Gordon Ramsay. This isn't like a plug. Like, ching. Like, I'm not making money off this. But we were at Gordon Ramsay's like burger joint, which is very nice, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good.
It was okay.
Can you fuck up a burger?
I guess not. I don't think so.
You can't.
I guess not.
Especially if you're like Gordon Ramsay, like you should.
Yeah, like you should have a good
yourself
burger.
To a higher standard.
You're right. So, question: How do you eat? Like how do you get your burger cooked? Like medium
rare.
A bit.
100%.
That's disgusting.
Listen, if I'm gonna get a burger, I want it.
What the health, Wells?
I want it to be.
What the health?
Dude, so like the last two orders I've made, I've ordered chicken and beef, and I'm like,
God, you're gonna die.
God, I'm gonna get Alzheimer's, and I'm gonna. What the health?
What the health?
Don't watch that show. Do not do it. If you want to,
not a favorite
if
thing.
If you want to live a happy life, don't watch What the Health.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But if you want to eat like pressed juices and have diarrhea all the time, then go for it, guys.
I don't want to do that. We're so off topic.
So last night we were at Gordon Ramsay's place. It was so funny, man. Like I realized, like I'm not in the league of the Peters and the Deans, the Bens. Of the
you don't
world.
Think?
I don't think.
I think you are.
I don't think I'm in that.
What
league.
Does that mean?
I just like they are so. They're all 6'5".
I don't
like,
think they're quite 6'5". You say that.
They're very tall.
I would say
I'm
like
6 feet tall, and I'm looking.
I out think they're them. More like 6'2".
No.
Yes.
Ben's 6'4". I know that.
There's no way. Both my brothers are 6'4", and he's not as tall as them. I don't think.
All right. Well, tonight we'll see.
We're gonna measure.
We'll measure.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Boll & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Boll & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE thing.
Excuse me, Ben, Peter, can I measure you really
but
fast?
They're all just strikingly handsome men. The thing that I've got on them is that, like I can chit chat with like anybody for like
right.
hours on end.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite thing podcast.
Here we are.
Works,
yeah. Yeah.
It was so funny because like so Becca, I don't even care because this is just my perception of it.
Great.
So Becca's sitting next to Peter, uh-huh. just like chit chatting his ear off.
Get it, Becca.
And we were just like, oh,
yeah,
girl.
I would be pro that for yeah. sure.
So we were watching. I mean, can you imagine the babies that they would
make? Oh my gosh, insane. God. I mean, Peter seems super nice. Becca's like one of the nicest people I've ever met. I love
super
her.
Super nice. Everyone in this little crew is super nice. Mm.
Except you.
Except for me.
JK, Wells is nice.
I'm the shithead.
I told my mom today, Wells likes to think he's the bad boy, but he's actually so soft.
I know.
And so nice. He's too nice.
I know,
we had
that conversation. Your mom was like, what kind of girl do you like? And I was like, I like little brunettes with a lot of tattoos. And you were like, and wears no makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, pretty
your
much.
Mom was like,
oh, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
You might have surpassed Ben after that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Tisha's eyes. But we were discussing this because we were discussing how Noah would totally date Wells.
Yeah, but Noah's, first of all, illegal for me to date. Second of all,
okay,
like
we're
I'm
distracted.
Part of the family now.
I'll watch your
can
step.
Can I be a part of the family yet?
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
So,
you have to survive a holiday to be part of the family. So Christmas.
I'm the youngest of five. Get in line.
That's
on
so
weird
funny.
Fucking
I'm things. The oldest of five.
I know.
What does that say about us?
I think this is why this works.
Yeah. Okay. You got to come. You got to come by on Christmas.
You're definitely like the more responsible of us two.
You think?
I do.
I feel like you're pretty responsible for
I am,
being
but,
the
yeah,
youngest.
I've got like everything together.
You do.
I totally do.
You're very professional.
And that,
except for
like
the
when
beer.
I need to be professional.
Yeah.
I will be professional. But for the most part, like
you're a mess.
I'm a mess.
You've
I'm
been
a
day
mess.
Drinking.
I'm like a controlled mess. I think.
Totally.
But I like that about that's
your room's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So Becca is next to Peter.
Uh huh.
Like so I the,
just gotta get
I'm just watching it being like, oh she's going in like hard in the paint, man. She's getting in there. But then
yikes.
Becca does a thing which I was really surprised about.
Uh-huh.
She was like, hey, guys, I know tomorrow's going to be a big night. I got to get my sleep.
Wow.
Bails. Like, mm-hmm. 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa.
Respect.
Okay. Respect. I was like, okay. I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. I don't know her game plan.
Maybe she was hoping Peter would be like, yeah, me too, and follow her upstairs.
Maybe so. Or she was just like, I don't. She was playing like, I don't give an F.
Yeah.
Peace out.
See ya. I like it.
When it was happening, I was like, chick is trying to get some.
Woo!
And then she did that, and I was like, oh, girl.
It was a good move. You're right.
I was like very impressed by it. So we finished dinner, and then we leave. So I'm still with Ben, Dean, Peter, myself, and Ashley.
Oh, I bet Ashley just loved her life.
Ashley was like, I'm not going anywhere.
Of course. Why would she?
So she actually left. She was like, hey, I'm gonna go to my room.
What?
Be right back. So we all go play poker. She shows up a little bit later with like more comfortable shoes on.
Oh.
And then she's like hanging. So poor Peter has been living the I'm supposed to be the bachelor, so I cannot go out life.
Interesting.
And I don't know if people really realize how that works, but like if you're going to be the bachelor, there's a little bit of – it's implied, hey, don't be a douchebag. Mm. Be a nice guy.
Right.
Don't do anything stupid because you might be the most famous person for the next 3 months.
Right.
Type of a thing.
Totally.
So he's been so sheltered. And so now that that's not a thing, he's like, I'm in Vegas. I'm with Ben. I'm with Wells. I'm with Dean. Let's go have a party.
Oh, so man.
We went out.
Out.
By the way, I just want everyone to realize like that we're not talking about our favorite things at all. But this, last night was just really fun.
My favorite thing is hearing Wells tell stories.
So he was like, I want to go to a club.
Like a club?
So we went to a club. And Peter. So
which
we,
club?
I don't even remember.
Wells.
Some on the strip. I don't know.
This is important.
So we go to the club. And Peter, and so we can't get in.
What?
No joke, we can't get in. So this is 100% how this goes down. So Peter was like, I got it.
Oh my gosh.
So he walks up to like the bouncer and he's like, hey, listen.
I'm
with two guys from Bachelor in Paradise. Wells.
No.
Adams and Dean Unglert. And he like points to us and I'm sitting there being like, and he's like, also Ashley Iaconetti's hair. Can we get in? We go to, no joke, three club. Every single bouncer's like,
see ya.
No. I don't know who the
Oh, no.
So finally, the last club we go to.
That's great.
Last club we go to.
I can't believe he did that.
I know. It's
shameless.
I'm just not that guy.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I could never be that guy.
Mm-mm.
It just makes me feel shitty, but like watching him do it, I was like, oh, I get it, dude.
That's hilarious.
So he does that. We don't get in. And then finally, the last place we go to. They say no, and I say, okay, I don't care at this point. Here's my credit card. Whatever it costs for us to get in, let's go to this
No, you
club.
Did not. Whoa, God. No GD on the podcast.
I'll cut it out. I forget that you're, like, religious.
That's the only thing. You can say any other thing you want to say. Okay. Tish would be so devastated if she heard you say that.
We got to go in 4 minutes.
Tish really just – listen, this is real talk. If you want to stay on Tish's on top and on Tish's little list, you can't ever say that.
But I can cuss in front of you.
Yes. You heard her today, but not GD. She freaks.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So anyways, I paid for everyone to get in.
How much?
It was like $80.
It wasn't
like a crazy
Oh thing. My gosh. I thought you were going to say like $800 and I was going to say no, you crazy. Like
that. Jeez, it's not that cool of a club.
Okay. That's why I was asking where.
No, it was at Eiffel Tower Bar in Vegas. It wasn't great.
Okay.
It was what it was.
I was thinking you were like at Omnia. Like.
No.
Okay.
So we get in there and we get shots, have a good time. Now remember.
Oh gosh.
Now remember, Ashley. Definitely going for Pete.
Well, at this point. Of course. She can't go for you. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Can't go for Ben. They work together.
Can't go for Dean.
Good
chance Dean's like with Christine at this point.
Or like if not, like, you know.
With D-Lo, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Or so, with like 17 other chicks. Who knows?
Exactly. So Peter it is. And Peter's really hot in person, guys. Let me just tell you.
Dean and I have like a long conversation. Because poor Dean, like, Dean's been through the ringer.
Yeah, totally. You
know, like, he's looked really bad on TV. Like, he's got his heart broken. What time is it?
6:47.
We got to go. We'll end this point, then we'll continue on.
Becca, I just asked her. I texted her earlier when I got here early. And I was like, what are you doing? And she just texted me back and said, hey, sorry, my phone's been charging. Just packing my clutch, about to walk down. Her clutch! Is she going to be dressed up? I am literally in sneakers and like the most basic skinny jeans I could ever have on.
Can I say this about you, Brandy? So the reason why she's saying these things,
she's carrying
Brandy
a clutch.
Is not dressed like in a gown right now because we're going to our music festival.
I look like I'm going to a festival, not like a nightclub.
Exactly. You look a totally normal human being.
Okay.
I remember, so Ashley came and visited me one time in Nashville.
She did?
And we went.
While you guys were like a thing?
We went to the Basement East, all right? You know the Basement East.
I've been once, yeah.
Hipstery place. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, listen, I'm taking you to a club. I'm taking you to a very, very hipster bar.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans, t-shirt, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up in a mother effing gown.
No!
And everyone there, I know everyone at the Basement East. They were like,
oh no.
Who are you with?
Yeah, because that's
happening?
So not you.
It was so weird.
You never finished the Dean story and we have to go. What do we do?
So, anyways.
You're like, screw it, we're staying.
I got drunk. I left.
Yeah.
This morning I was like, Pete.
I have to know.
Pete,
you guys are on that level? After one day?
Yeah.
Pete!
I was like, Peter, can I call you Pete? And he was like, everyone calls me Pete. And I was like, awesome.
Great, because that's what we're calling you.
What happened last night? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, between you and Ashley. And he was like, well, that's your girl, dude. And I was like, that was my girl like 3 television shows ago. What's happening?
Catch up.
What's happening? He was like, she's super hot. And I was like,
she
yes.
is?
You're telling me things I already know.
She's literally one of the prettiest people I've ever seen. She really is.
What happened? Did you make sweet, sweet love to her?
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
You know what he said?
No.
No.
That's sad. But not, because they just met.
Yeah, no.
I forgot you're done with the hookup, though.
All right, pressing stop.
Okay, bye.
No. Brad Pitt apparently reached out to Jennifer Aniston now that he is divorced from Angelina. Obviously, he and Jennifer were together back in the day, and he kind of broke her heart, from what I understand. At least that's how it kind of played out in the tabloids. It's almost like Jennifer kind of won.
Yep.
Because
and she's got Justin Theroux.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that guy, like, I will admit that Justin Theroux is a very good-looking man.
The Leftovers, great show.
I don't know, man. So I watched the first season. I couldn't get into it.
The first season was the best season.
Okay, maybe the second season I couldn't get into.
It's so good.
Yeah, but anyways, Justin Theroux seems like a nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
What the fuck do I know?
Yeah,
like,
what do you know?
I don't know. I mean, like, just like he looks like a nice guy.
Like, gosh. He's a babe.
Yeah.
We'll give him that.
I think that he's better looking than Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's like too pretty. That's
yeah,
fucking...
but like, okay. But listen, Justin Theroux is like more my type than Brad Pitt is, but like I can appreciate that Brad Pitt is a more attractive man.
Yeah. Anyways, Jennifer Aniston, not hurting, all right?
No.
So apparently she's been like trying to be nice to Brad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Justin is totally okay with them being friends. This is what he said, that Jen just wants to be nice.
Mm.
All right, put yourself in their shoes. Your ex hits you up.
Mm-hmm.
One, are you responding?
No.
You're not?
Hell no.
What if it's Brad Pitt, though?
Nothing. Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. Maybe.
What if it's motherfucking Brad Pitt
okay,
hitting you up?
Okay, you're right. Maybe I would.
Okay, two, other way around. Jennifer Aniston hits up your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That was his ex.
Mm-hmm.
You cool with this?
No.
No. I'm not either. Like, this is why I think I love Justin Theroux. Like, he seems too cool.
He's too cool. Yeah, I honestly just, I feel like when it comes to, like, relationships, that you just have to close the door and, like, be done with it. Like, there's no chance for friendship.
Dude, I know.
For the most part. I mean, there's an exception to every rule, but as the rule, like, I just don't think it's possible to be friends. I think you just gotta cut it off.
The girl that I was dating beforehand, like, a while back, but it was, like, a long, long time.
Spotify girl?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She was referencing, I see what she listens to on Spotify, and it annoys the out of me.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Well, it just goes to show you that like I need to like purge myself. You know, like you can't have any remnants of them around. And mm-hmm. I thought that like unfriending them on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook was enough. And then all of a sudden she starts popping up in your Spotify. It's like mm-hmm. you didn't really purge.
Right. I have to. Like, and I'm totally an out of sight, out of mind kind of person. But like I have to cut it off completely. Like yeah. like a dead limb. Like see ya, dead to me.
What's the best way of breaking up with someone, do you think? Okay, so my buddy David Bornay, who you've met before, mm-hmm. he was telling me that he has perfected the way to break up with someone.
Let's hear this.
Okay, so it was an interesting concept. Kind of crazy, but interesting.
How often does he break up with someone?
He's a musician, like, so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But he might have been giving me advice. about a breakup. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, maybe, huh?
Maybe. What we all end up tend to do, especially if like you want to break up with someone, you want to like let them down easy, and you want to say bullshit like, I'm just not ready right now. Like, work is like really getting in the way. Like, my career is more important, yada, yada. There's all these bullshit things instead of being like,
I just don't like you.
Yeah. And you obviously can't say that, but what Borné says, he says, hey, listen, I care for you. I just don't see you being my forever person. Like, I just don't see you and I getting married. Mm-hmm. And like, what the fuck is the point now? I'm in my 30s. Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. I think we should just say we gave it a shot and I'm over it. What do you think?
Can you say that to somebody you've been in a relationship with for like 2 years, though, and it still be okay?
Well, I think it holds water either way.
Okay, let me tell you, I've been broken up with that way.
Yeah.
It was the hardest breakup I've ever been through.
Yeah, really?
But it was actually only the second time I'd ever been broken up with. All right. Every other time I had done it, so.
All right, so it was the first time you got dumped anyways.
Second time?
The second time.
It did not make it any easier. In fact, it probably made it harder because it was like there wasn't anything I could have done to keep it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was not good. There's no good way to break up.
There is not.
There is not a good way. But I do think not making excuses and just being direct about it is better.
I was reading a story the other day, Brandy, that fat guys last longer or overweight guys last longer in the sack than thin guys.
I think that's incorrect based upon experience.
Really?
Yes.
You've been with the bigger man?
I mean, he wasn't like fat, but he definitely was like soft. Like he could have hit the gym.
He could have, yeah, he could have.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody always said that about him. And I was like, no. Oh, that's so sad. No, he's fine. But he was pudgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was he pudgy? Like where were his problem areas?
Definitely his like middle section, but also like his legs were kind of chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, he didn't last very long.
Not as much as some of the thinner guys I've dated.
Huh. There you go. I think it has more to do with like the guy will be like in mid bone and he'll be like, hold on. Hold on a second. And when you do that, you're adding a couple extra minutes.
That's true. Know? You're cheating.
You are. Like, you can't take a break.
That's true.
Have you ever taken, like, a water break in mid-bone down?
No. Can't say I have.
Yeah. All right.
Not a fan of breaks. I can't imagine a lot of girls are.
I'll tell you, you want to know what I do?
No, I don't want to know. I actually don't want to know anything related to your sex life, believe it or not.
Yeah, we just started the show with a lot of sex stuff. You're going on a first date, let's say.
Okay.
Kevin Love.
Oh, I wish.
Do you think you could handle... Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? Like, he has a giant wiener.
He may. There's a high chance that he does.
He's 7 foot tall.
He's 6 foot ten.
Like, just like anatomically. I mean, you're fine with it. That's
I'm
great.
Sure it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
God, man. Guy's taking you out for the first time ever. Flowers or no flowers?
No.
Super lame?
So lame.
Meeting your parents for the first time, flowers, no flowers.
That's not as lame.
Better option, wine?
It just depends. Like, my parents don't drink. So, like, if you brought wine to my parents, that would have been a big letdown.
Really?
Yeah, and my mom loves sunflowers, so if you brought her flowers, that would have been...
Your mom loves sunflowers? That's my favorite flower.
You have a favorite flower, Wells? That's so precious.
What the fuck? Why can't I have a favorite flower?
I didn't know dudes have favorite flowers.
Yeah. Oh, I like the idea of the sunflower because it's, like, a bit aggressive. Like, normal flowers are tiny, and then there's, like, this freak of nature flower.
Yep.
That also, the seeds are delicious.
Is this a metaphor for the girls you like,
No,
too?
It's a metaphor for the guys you like, though.
Well, it might be. But I actually hate flowers, so.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I hate roses now because of that television show. Dancing with the Stars, they announced the new cast.
Are you on it, Wells?
No, are you?
Dang it. No, I wish you were, though.
I'm not on it.
Fun to watch, make fun of you. Can you dance?
I'll tell you my dancing style. My dancing style is like I spin girls a lot, you know, and do that kind of like swing dancey type of stuff.
So you do stuff to distract from the fact that you actually can't dance.
Yeah, I think so. Like I look great at weddings.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like that type of dancing.
Got it. But choreography, not your strength. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Like I have no clue. Like at the club, I don't think I look good.
You go to the club.
No, but like I've been to, or
what
like when
club are you attending?
You know, just like whenever I've like been at like a bar or whatever, where there's like dance music, where like the girl's like, "Oh my god, let's dance, guys!" Oh my god. And they're like, "All right," and then, and you know, I'm just I don't have that swagger,
right?
You know?
Yeah, I'm not shocked. My dad was on Dancing with the Stars. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Forever ago, like I'm talking like 10 years ago when it first started.
Did Billy Ray win?
No, but he got really far. He was like in the top five. You know, he was like the fifth.
Good for
I don't
him.
Know, to go home. And he wasn't very good. He was just endearing because he was terrible. And that's why everyone kept him on.
That's why I would stick around. Because yeah, I think people would be like, oh, Wells is nice.
I think so too. But anyway, my dad was on it. Back to my point.
Yeah, sorry.
He said it was the hardest thing that he's ever done in his whole life.
I bet.
And that's, you know, grouped in, like, he's done Broadway and done all that. And it's not only the hours you put in, but just like, it's a workout every time. You know, he dropped like 30 pounds or something insane,
mm-hmm.
And just put in so many hours because he was so bad. And then, you know, then the actual hours you're on the show, like it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Very stressful.
Oh, man, I'd love to do it though. Hillary Clinton said no to doing Dancing with the Stars. And that's stupid.
No, I think that's smart.
No, stupid.
Yep, smart.
That's why she didn't win the election, because go on a freaking reality TV
show.
Well,
if you want to go there, she actually technically did win the election.
That's true. Not the Electoral College. The Electoral College?
Electoral.
Electoral?
Mm-hmm. Like pectoral, but electoral.
Like clitoral.
Not... Can something just not be about sex, please? Can it just not?
This is a podcast.
Just one thing.
Favorite show you're watching right now?
I was really excited about the new 24 for a second, but I'm getting a little bored with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched it all?
No.
Yeah. I loved 24 back in the day.
Is it not Kiefer Sutherland anymore?
It's not, but he's an executive producer.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means he put his name on it.
Did he throw up money in it?
Probably something? Not even that. Yeah. He probably gets paid to have his name on it, but it's fine. I don't know. What about you?
I don't know, man.
There's nothing good on right now.
It's not. Like I'm into Black Mirror.
Never even watched it.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah. It's just kind of like out there.
Yeah.
Do you like sci-fi-y, weird-y shit?
Mm-hmm.
Watch Black Mirror. There's a couple episodes that are just too much. I'm a huge Tom Hardy fan.
Ooh, me too.
And he's got a new show called Taboo on FX.
He does.
And I watched the whole thing. It's super dark and weird. And it's, you know, he's kind of one of those actors who I think is a great actor, but he plays the same kind of role
mm-hmm.
a lot.
I agree.
And I did rip through the whole season. I don't know if I love it. I honestly, I don't know. I went to go see the Lego movie the other night. That was pretty awesome. But I fell asleep in it.
Yeah, and then it wasn't awesome.
Well, everything is awesome.
No.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Wow.
That's from the old Lego movie.
I actually never saw the Lego movie.
Really?
Don't you?
So you don't even know the song I'm singing right now.
I know the song. I just never saw the movie.
This show brought to you by... What do you want it to be brought by?
Nothing sex related.
Until we get sponsors, we have to make up sponsors.
I don't know.
What's a great product?
Velcro.
This show brought to you by Velcro.
Who thought of Velcro? Like, what a genius.
I know, man. You know, you and I are kind of like Velcro.
Oh, here we go.
You know?
How's that?
We stick together, man.
Do we? Because I'm about to leave.
I'm Natalie Barbeau, host of The Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.